conference, but he's not getting probably the elite type of instruction. But he arrives here almost in many ways as a borderline finished product. What do you think of his career or his life in football? What is it that stands out to you most?
Well, one, I do think he was coached well there. Two, he was moved around and played a lot of positions, which helps him feel. He's got a great feel for what's happening to him, where blockers are, where the ball is, and he developed that by being able to play all over the place there. So that was good. So a lot of the things that happened to him were really good. And then when he played against the upper-level competitions, he rose his level, and that's obviously what you had to do at this level, and he's continually done that here. So his pattern from where he came from, he just keeps raising his level. As long as he continues to do that, because he's in the process of doing that right now. I mean, it's impressive.
Terrell Brown is, you know, it seems like he's kind of in an injury management period where he's still kind of able to play. It seems like at his particular position, it's difficult. If you lose speed or mobility or anything like that, it makes it hard, but he's still been a stabilizing force. How important has he been, especially during this period where he may not be 100% healthy, to still go out for you every Sunday and find a way to play?
IMP, injury management period. I like that. He's a professional. So he's so good at learning the routes and studying. And he's studying and he works. He knows what's going to happen to him. And he's really developed that because we've obviously had a long time together, right. T and I, and very appreciative of him because he's great in the room and he just studies. So he's able to do it. Some, as guys go through their careers, they can do it. Some guys can do it with less and less practice. Everybody needs practice. But some guys can do it with less and less time. So he's been able to do that and play it at a pretty good level for us.
Do you need to have that kind of mental awareness? If maybe you aren't 100% where normally you'd be able to rely on your physical gifts, you have to...
If anybody's 100% right now...
Right.
I'd like to know because I'd like to play him a lot. But everybody's got their nicks. That's part of being a professional is you gotta know your body. You got to deal with your body. A lot of our young men are learning that right now. But one good thing about T is he's learned how to do that throughout his career.
Is that whole tackling issue you talked about earlier with Watkins coming up, with him specifically, is that of paramount importance?
We got to continue to get better. We've had some good times this year and knowing where our help is. Where is our help? And when you can take a shot, take a shot. Sometimes and I wouldn't say sometimes, I'd say it's progressively gotten better besides the one half of the one road game. And you got to know where your help is. And when your shot's there, you got to take it. Take your shot on those great space players and run him back to your help. Even if you don't make the tackle, if you send him back to your help, then we have a chance. If you wait and miss at the wrong angle, now we're in trouble. So it's about using your leverage. Get sometimes in space, just finding a way to get him on the ground, whatever you got to do. And we've improved in that area, finding a way to get him on the ground this year, and that will be a challenge this week.
Can everybody learn that, or do some guys never learn that? I mean, to actually push a guy to help. I mean, it seems like that would be a hard thing to do when you're going after tackling somebody. While you're trying to tackle him, remember where you're supposed to push him to if you don't get him.
That comes from playing together. That comes from repetition. That comes from coaches saying, shoot the outside leg. When they work together, when two guys approach a tackle, we do a lot of drills, so do a lot of teams do a lot of drills. Inside, inside, outside, outside. They tell each other where they are. We need to. You keep emphasizing that, you keep getting better. But the only way to get better at it is to do it a lot. We've improved because we've done it together so far this year. And as this group works together, they get better at it. But, yeah, it's not easy. You got the best athletes in the world in space. Okay? And sometimes that's like being one-on-one with LeBron at the free throw line. Okay, well, where's your help? Well, I hope I have help on LeBron. But that's what it's like sometimes. So you better know which side you're going to take away. Okay, I know I'd play on his right. Now he just shoot over me. But that's what it takes, reps, and you got to work together to perfect it.
What stands out when you watch Watkins on film?
He's improving in his route running. He's very explosive. And his relationship with their quarterback seems like it's improving as well. It looks like he's right in the process of where a young receiver with his athletic ability should be.